Okay. Iarzeli Barragan called this meeting to order at 1:03. Let me go ahead and share my screen. So we'll start off with roll call.
Ashmita Ahluwalia, here. Arizali Barragan.
Here.
Heather Luevano.
Here.
Christina Caro.
Present.
Ashley Medioris, not present. Martin Castillo, not present. James Carroll.
Here.
And Michael Casena.
Present.
Okay, that's everyone.
So we meet quorum, and we'll move on to the next, to the first action item, approval of the agenda.
I move to approve the agenda.
And then I'll second. Okay. So motion by Christina and seconded by Tyler. Is there anyone opposed to this motion? No? Okay, seeing as there is no opposition to the approval of the agenda is approved. Next on our agenda is action item approval of the minutes, June 28th, 2022. And then I'm gonna, I didn't link them here, but y'all should have gotten an email about them. Did everyone get that? Sorry. I motion to approve the minutes of June 28th, 2022.
Second.
So motion by Arzeli and then seconded by Tyler. Is anyone opposed to the motion? Okay. Seeing as there is none, no opposition, the minutes of June 28th, 2022 are approved. Next on our agenda is action item approval of the minutes of July 14th, 2022. And then I motion to approve the minutes of July 14th, 2022.
Second.
So motion by Arzeli, seconded by Tyler. Is there anyone opposed to this? Okay. Seeing as there is no one opposed to the motion, the minutes of July 14th, 2022 are approved. And then next on our agenda is public comment. Public comment is intended as a time for any member of the public to address the committee on any issues affecting ASI and or the California State University East Bay. Seeing as there are no members of the public, we'll go ahead and move on to unfinished items. And then the first up on unfinished items is discussion item, chair appointment, closed session. So I motion to move into closed session.
A second.
Is there anyone opposed to this motion? Okay, seeing as there is none, we will go into closed session. So I'm going to turn off the recording and put a waiting room on. Recording. We left for closed session at 1:07. No action was taken during closed session, and we are returning back to the main session at 1:15 p.m. Moving on to our next item is discussion item B, director of Concord appointment. The ASI personnel committee will discuss the appointment of the director of Concord. Let me go ahead and stop sharing my screen so I can look at everybody. It's easier for me. And then, so I really just wanted to talk about what to do for the director of Concord. I know we only had one applicant, and her name was Sophia. She was a nursing student. And I know Ashmi and I were able to reach out to her and see if she knew anything about like what her schedule would look like in the spring semester, because she said she wouldn't be able to make board meetings this semester. And she said she didn't have an idea of that. I know that was like a big concern at the board meeting, because then the direct, like Concord, essentially Concord campus, wouldn't get a vote at board meetings. And that's like a big component of it, is that their voice is heard in that aspect, not just like programming and stuff. Like, so I guess it's action plan if we want to appoint her or not appoint her. Yeah. I just wanted everyone's like thoughts and opinions on what we should do. Yes, Michael?
Sorry, I was trying to look for the raise the hand function, and clearly that was not working out for me. So one thing I had loosely talked about with Ashmita, my opinion is being on the board, it's a really big part of having to attend like the meetings. Like that's essentially like the, I don't want to say the root of the minimum or the baseline, but that is such a big aspect of the position. I feel like that's a huge challenge to, like, we're kind of doing a disservice if we pick someone that openly can't maintain that function. And I know that may change in the following semester. My encouragement was that we actually go to Concord campus next week. And I had volunteered to drive out a board member possibly on whatever their two busiest days were, Tuesday and Thursday, just for example, from like 10, whatever the period is from when they break for their first session and their second session. And I was like, well, maybe we can go table those 2 days and just actively recruit. Because I think the solution more lies in, I appreciate her applying for the board, but if it's not, if she doesn't have the availability, if the position is left open in spring and she has availability, by all means, we should definitely reconsider her and probably give her the opportunity. But I think the better course of action and the better way to serve students is going to Concord campus early next week on their two busiest days when everyone's excited and seeing if we can get way more applications. There's sometimes a bit of disconnect, and I know that we really, in the past, what I've seen, Concord thrives having a director of Concord that is really passionate and very involved, because they're almost, it's almost like them against the university. Not that we're always against them, but they always have to, they always have a stronger stance because they feel like they're being forgotten. So it's very beneficial having that person that is so passionate, but also having that passion in the meetings, because It's probably going to get diluted and not communicated as effectively. And I would hate for Concord to suffer because they don't have someone at the table for them, right? And so that's a solution I've just proposed. Like, I'm more than willing to go next week. I definitely recommend that another board member come with me, because having the associate director table is not as exciting as maybe someone that's on the board and that can give a little more experience and maybe convince a fellow peer student that, hey, this is a great opportunity for leadership development and, you know, Wednesdays and you have this office and whatever it may be. Yeah. So I would recommend we just heavily recruit next week in person and probably work on some mass mails for the Concord campus or some posters we put up there and see if we can get more applicants and fill the position in by the end of the month with someone that has more availability.
Ashmita.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. And I think that, like, I know really they really like the ASI Tuesdays on the Concord campus, where they would table every Tuesday, have Chipotle Tuesdays, et cetera. So maybe we can table to try to get people. And if anything, if we really can't find anybody, maybe going there and tabling here and there would be nice, just to kind of keep that ASI Tuesday aspect on that campus. Because I don't want them to feel secluded from the rest of us.
I just want to say that I really like that idea of like tabling and just trying to recruit someone else. I would prefer to have someone at the table and like in these like active discussions, not just getting like an update later on about what happened to the board. Because then if they had a different like opinion or thought, or if it like directly affected like Concord campus, then we can get that perspective in the moment, not later on, when we've already passed discussion. Okay. Is there any more discussion? Wait, James, I can't tell if you're like, if you have something to say or if it's just a thumbs up. Sorry. Okay. Seeing as there's no more discussion, we'll be moving on back to the agenda. We'll be moving on to new business items, and seeing as there is none, we're moving on to special reports. And seeing as there is none, we'll move on to roundtable remarks. Does anyone have a roundtable remark? Do you want to say? Michael?
Just want to encourage you guys, if you haven't bought your Oakland A's tickets, to buy them. We're going to put up more marketing for them. So I expect an uptick in tickets. And if you guys want to get your group tickets, that'd be great. Ashmita is going to throw out the first pitch So if everybody wants to see her throw one of the first pitches, that'll be fun. And it's a lot of fun. It's a great opportunity to start the school year. It's the same day as El Fresco. And don't forget, you guys get a student discount using your Bay card at the front desk. And then the giveaway this year, I can show if you guys would like to see it. It's a beanie, like a puff beanie. So it's like East Bay colors, but it has the A's logo. So tell your friends, tell everybody. It's going to be a great opportunity, a great welcome back to campus type of situation.
Ashmita?
Thanks, Michael. That's exciting. I had a question just to kind of get everyone's input. So I met with President Sandine last week, and we set aside like board meeting days for her to come and talk to the board. But the first meeting that she's going to come to is going to be in September. I think it's like the last meeting of September. Do you guys think that I should invite her to our very first board meeting as well, or should we wait until September? I just want to get like input.
I'm going to say you can invite her, and if she's available, maybe, then like, we'll tell her to have her. But if she's not available, then like it's not the end of the world.
Okay. Tyler?
Yeah, I agree. I don't think it's an extremely big deal if she does not attend. But I think if she does attend the first one, it would give us a lot of motivation heading into the year and get us excited because, you know, some of us haven't really spoke to President Sandine yet since some of us are new on the board. And I think being around her and speaking to her would, you know, just get us a lot more excited for ASI this year. So it might be a pretty good thing.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Are there any other roundtable remarks? No? Okay. Well, I just want to say that I hope everyone has a great first of the school. But yeah. And like for the pro staff, they have a good week with people back on campus. Where's James? Sorry, I saw you had your hand up. Did you have something to say? Oh, okay. Okay, so I adjourn this meeting at 1:23. Thanks, everyone.